Hello, St. Petersburg. Hello, Tampa Bay. Hello, all you local beaches. Happy 4th of July weekend, Radio St. Pete. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next. And happy Friday, Friday before the big 4th of July weekend. Yeah. I know everybody is stoked about that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If you're not stoked about the 4th of July weekend, there's something wrong with you.
You're just not an American.
We need to see your green card. the first song that I just played is by a band called Dorothy, and they are an LA-based rock band fronted by female lead singer Dorothy Martin.
So they're not in Kansas anymore?
No. Their song Raise Hell, which is not the one that we played, has been featured in promos for Pandora, HBO shows, Levi's, Acura, Orange is the New Black, and now You See Me 2, the movie.
Hmm. Ah. It's a little good for them.
Yeah. They have a new album out right now that's called Rock is Dead.
Mm. Oh. Mm-hmm.
I think Dorothy has a very good voice, and a lot of people sort of liken it to Janis Joplin with a touch of Ann Wilson, the lead singer of Heart. I don't know if you picked up on that at all.
Yeah, I mean, I can hear it.
You can hear it, right?
A little.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, everybody, it is Friday. It is the kickoff to a long holiday weekend.
Yes.
I hope everybody's got plans. I hope everybody is planning on being careful.
Yes, very careful.
We don't
careful.
Want anybody to blow their fingers off or anything like that.
But if you do, send us pictures.
Yeah.
We'll send you a shirt or something.
You can send us those pictures and we'll post them on our website. Stephanie, what's the website?
MarcoRadioShow.com.
Stephanie, you were looking for pictures the other day to post on our website and you were having a hard time finding anything new.
Yes.
What are we doing?
We're not.
Nothing.
We are not good picture takers when we are out doing
things. Do we
things.
Need to hire a show photographer to follow us around?
It might something. Be a good idea.
Well, and what happens if I take the pictures,
yeah.
I am possibly the worst picture taker on the planet.
Not a photographer.
No, no. Every picture that I take
shaky
is blurry. I can't hold still, I guess.
It's too much coffee.
Diet Coke.
Diet Coke.
Probably.
Right. Too much caffeine.
Too much caffeine.
Too much caffeine.
Cocaine.
Yeah, it's... they're lovely. In fact, I went ahead and posted a couple of them on the website.
Right.
That if you look close enough and look at some of the other pictures, you can figure it out that it's you, Hannah, and Ty.
Yes.
From the go-karts when you're on the stand.
When I won that whole big race thing.
You didn't win anything.
Yeah, okay.
No.
All right.
Like, not even a little bit.
Oh, just wait till we do paintball.
All right, well, listen, everybody, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. If you want to call us at any time during the show, our number is 727-498-0502. Call us about anything. I don't care what it is.
Right.
We'll get a kick out of it regardless.
Regardless. It's the 4th of July. Yeah. Let's have some fun.
Happy hour.
And it's happy hour.
All right, before I get too much farther into this whole thing, let me go ahead and introduce who we have in the studio this evening. Across the table from me, as always, is my little girl, Hannah Claire.
Yes, that's me. Hello.
What are you doing over there?
I am drawing Hunter S. Thompson. Oh. Pretty cool.
Cool.
How would you even know what he looks like?
I
He's got a very distinctive look.
Yeah.
And you know what that look is?
Yes.
Yeah. He's got a hat and a...
All right.
Bucket hat.
Hawaiian shirt.
That's circle shades.
That's what happens when you buy her the, 56-pack markers and put them in front of her.
What did you expect me to do?
A lot of times during the shows, I see you over there and you're on your phone. You're doing something other than the show. I felt like if I gave you this whole big thing of markers, at least you could be creative.
Oh. Well, thanks.
You could be doodling.
I appreciate it.
Right. Anyway, to Hannah Claire's right is my blushing bride, Stephanie.
Yes. Hello.
Hello. And to her right is my boy, Ty Ginn.
What's up?
Yeah. Nothing's up. The show's up.
That's okay. And, up and at him.
And of course, I am
Mark. I wasn't talking to you, buddy. I was talking to them.
I am Mark, and I will be your host this evening for the next 2 hours. I would suggest you get yourself a beverage. Loosen your pants, kick off your shoes, sit back, and just think about, oh, man, I got 3 days
right
to commiserate about my terrible job.
Yeah. Leave it at the door.
Right, leave it at the door. Anyway, one of the things that we like to do before every show is have a pre-show dinner.
Yes.
But this show, unlike a lot of shows, is different because we did not go to a local establishment for dinner.
No, we did not.
What we did is Stephanie came up with our meal for tonight. And Stephanie, do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
A little bit about it. Well, the kids, both, and all of us, I make a chicken salad.
Hold it. We're getting a call.
Really? Okay.
Wow. This is the Marco Radio Show. Can I help you, please?
Hey, Marco. It's Teresa, Zach, and Etta, and Sophia.
No
hey!
Way!
What's up?
How you guys doing? How cool is this? I'm so glad that you're calling. Where are you guys?
I don't know. We're driving on US 19 towards St. Pete.
Well, that's very cool. What are you guys doing for the holiday?
We're just passing Cedar Key right now.
Okay. Do you have any big plans for the 4th of July weekend?
Oh, yeah. I got the grandkids with me.
Oh, sweet. Well, that ought to be fun. Are you going to big plans for a big fireworks display or anything like that?
Well, while you guys are kicking off your shoes and unbuttoning your pants, I will be working.
Sorry to hear it, Sophia.
Right. Maybe next year. Well, listen, I thank you so much for calling, and I am thrilled that you're listening to the show. That really makes my day.
That's very cool.
Yeah, me too. I've been trying to listen for a while, but I usually always work Friday night, so yay!
Yay!
I tell you what, the next time you're in the area or close to us on a Friday night, come in and we'll put you right on the air.
Yeah.
That'll be a hoot. All right, let's do that. Hey, listen, thank you so much for calling. We're going to have to jump off and continue on with the show. Otherwise, I'll lose my train of thought.
All right.
All right, thank you so much. Good night.
You're welcome.
See you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Cool.
Very cool.
Fun.
Wow.
Very fun.
Right out of the gate.
Right.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Look at us.
No holding back.
We're going places.
Right.
Very cool.
Phone calls and stuff.
Yeah.
We're all official.
That's so cool.
Thank you guys for calling in.
Right.
We're in the big leagues now.
Yep.
Is anybody else getting phone calls? No.
Have fun with those grandchildren.
Oh, how
that's
fun.
Going to be a lot of fun this weekend.
Exactly.
Good long weekend, except for Sophia.
Yeah. Right, has to work.
Enjoy that.
Darn.
So anyway, we were getting to what we were having for our pre-show dinner. Stephanie,
yes.
You were getting ready to lay it down for us.
I made chicken pasta salad, mm-hmm. which is a family favorite.
Yes.
Definitely.
But the pasta that I used tonight was, it's called Banza.
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 Oh.
And it is pasta that is made from chickpeas.
Okay.
What's cool
That's
about
why they were a little weird.
The Banza.
They were good.
Be a turd.
It has twice the protein,
mm-hmm.
10 more grams of fiber,
right.
and half the carbs of regular pasta.
Okay.
Wow.
Now, I did have to go to...
You gave us healthy food.
I did.
How dare you?
I did have to go to the health food store to get this. Dad and I actually tried it a couple of weeks ago. I liked it.
I thought it was okay.
I was not thrilled about it, and I almost wish you hadn't told me it was different, because the whole time I was eating it, I was thinking that it was different.
Oh, would you stop?
Yeah, I'm just like that.
Look, I was trying to find something wrong with it. What's hard is I love pasta.
Right.
And it's been a staple in our household.
But we love our starch.
But it's really not very good for you. So when I saw this company, an article about them on the web,
right,
and that it has the twice the protein and the extra fiber and half the carbs, I had to try it.
Well, I love chickpeas. I mean, I love hummus.
Right.
Only makes sense that I would like pasta made from that.
Exactly.
It seemed like the other night, and look, pasta sometimes when you cook it, if you don't cook it for the right amount of time, it has a different texture.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm thinking that maybe the first time you gave it to me, it may have had a little bit of a different kind of a texture. Maybe it could have been cooked faster or slower. I don't know.
I've tried to be very careful with it. And only cook it, especially since I'm usually adding it to something else, I only cook it for the 6 minutes instead of the 8 minutes.
Right.
So it might have a little firmer, different texture.
Now, do they recommend that you throw the Banza noodle on the refrigerator to see if it's done?
I did not see that. Okay. Nor have I tried it.
All right. So it's
probably
different.
Still could, though.
Probably still could.
All right. So what else did we have, hon? I did not eat it yet.
I made chicken pasta salad and spinach dip.
And that's it. It was fantastic.
Let me tell you something. My wife, my blushing bride of 29 years, makes the best spinach dip.
Yes.
If you ever get an opportunity to try her spinach dip, do so. It will blow your mind.
Change your life.
It's very good, if I say so myself.
And be thankful.
Right.
That you were honored with the chance to try it.
All right. So we had pasta, chicken, salad. Anyway, let's talk about sports, man.
Sports.
I don't know, you kids, I know you don't follow sports, but a lot of people do follow sports. And here in this area, one of the teams in this area that is like on fire lately and really for the last several years is our Tampa Bay Lightning. One of the things that happened after the season was over this year, there were trade talks about us getting rid of Steven Stamkos, who was our captain, and our goalie, Ben Bishop.
Whoa.
Yep. Well, Steven Stamkos just the other day signed a new deal this week with the Lightning. This is a 8-year deal worth $68 million.
Hmm.
This deal will keep Stamkos here in the Tampa Bay area for the next 8 years, and it will make him an incredibly rich 26-year-old.
Yep.
Ty, you're 26.
Is he really only 26?
He's only 26.
Wow. Kind of makes me reflect on things a little bit.
Yeah, right.
Steven Stamkos was originally drafted by the Bolts in 2008 as their number one overall pick. He was 18.
Wow.
18 years old. Mm-hmm. It says that apparently he met with four other teams before deciding to stay here in Tampa Bay.
Well, we're glad he did.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As far as Bishop goes, our 6'9" goalie, who basically gets us to the playoffs, unfortunately has kind of a hard time once the playoffs start. He
can't stop pulling his groin.
He's pulling something. I have not heard anything, but I did hear a rumor that probably what they're going to do is they're going to go ahead and sign him for the next season, and then probably... when the trade deadline comes, go ahead and trade him for somebody else.
So, oh.
Well, see, they had to give him another year because that's not the kind of guy you want to make mad.
Right.
No, nobody's 6'9". You don't want to make them mad. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. Let's go to baseball. My Tampa Bay Rays fell to the Detroit Tigers last night. The Rays led that game 7-2 going into the ninth inning. They led 7-2 going into the ninth inning.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Crushing defeat.
The Tigers, in the ninth inning, put together 8 runs to beat the Rays 10-7.
Wow.
So the Rays woes just continue.
So they had a Disney win.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. The Rays play the Tigers again this evening. The Rays are currently 33-45 and in last place in the AL East. They're, again, facing the Tigers, who are now 41-38 and in third place in the AL Central tonight at the Trop.
Well, let's hope we do a little better tonight.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't get it.
Play the whole game.
Understand. Yeah, I don't understand what the problem is. They're not very consistent. They just came off. They played well against the Red Sox earlier in the week, and but before that, they had an 11-game skid.
Right.
So
rough.
Not very
rough.
Good.
Can I throw in about rowdy soccer?
I was gonna mention.
Oh, are
that.
You going there?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm gonna mention that.
Go ahead.
Let's see. College World Series baseball. The College World Series wrapped up this week with Coastal Carolina, a true Cinderella team.
Cinderella.
Easy for you to say, Ty. Edging out Arizona to become the College World Series national champions. My Gators went into the same tournament as the number one seed and were sent home early because they were beaten by Coastal Carolina.
Oh, wow.
So this truly was the
Cinderella team.
Congratulations. I mean, this team has never been to the College World Series. And, you know, you come out of nowhere and you win the whole thing. Good for you.
Nice. Good. Very nice.
Yep. Now, going to soccer, which Steph wanted to preempt me.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. Jumping the gun.
You're very preemptible.
Yeah. And I mentioned this last show. Our Tampa Bay Rowdies kick off their fall season tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. against Jacksonville at Alling Field right here in downtown St. Petersburg. For tickets, you can call 727-222-2000 or visit rowdiessoccer.com. Now, if you're looking for more information regarding the Rowdies, keep it tuned right here to RadioSaintPete.com for the Unused Substitute Show. That's live Tuesday nights at 7:30 p.m. These guys know all the ins and outs about Rowdies soccer.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I want to add...
Go ahead.
...that if you plan on going to the Rowdies tomorrow night... Mm-hmm. Or if you need a little more incentive to go, there's not only the soccer game, but a free concert by Flo Rida.
Oh, my favorite.
Nice.
Mm.
And fireworks.
That's not bad.
After the match.
All right, so that's tomorrow night, Alling Field at 7:30 p.m.
Correct. Tampa Bay Rowdies.
We should do that one time.
Check
now,
it out.
I know
soccer
that we
game,
mentioned...
concert, fireworks.
You and I, Steph, talked about earlier this week that we should probably go down to Rowdy's Den, which
yes.
is downtown St. Pete. Apparently, on Sundays, they have bottomless mimosas and bottomless Bloody Marys.
Yes.
Sounds
I actually think
my
it's
my kind of place.
I think it's actually, when I went to the website, I think it's both days, Saturday and Sunday.
Nice.
Brunch. Mm-hmm. $11, unlimited mimosas and Bloody Marys.
If you walk in there like me and you go, well, I'm not really a soccer fan, do you think you get the bottomless
no.
drinks? No, they probably
no,
just
no, I think you better watch yourself in
yeah,
there.
Wanker.
Yeah, I think.
You think they all speak, they're all British? They call me a wanker?
They might be. I would hope that even yeah. if they weren't, they would play along.
Yeah.
Come on.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Well, we will go down and check it out.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. One of the other things that we do every week is we do our weekly beer tasting.
Yes.
Is everybody ready?
I am ready.
For a tasting?
I am ready for a good new beer.
Okay. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on Radio St. Pete. When we come back, we will do our weekly beer tasting.
Hello, Mrs. Johnson, your self-righteous woman. Sunday school teacher, what brings you out slumming? Do you reckon the preacher would approve where you are? Standing here fisting a backslide Christian in a neighborhood bar. Well, yeah, that's my bottle. Yeah, that's my glass. And I see her I fall in, my sweet little lass. That ain't none of your business, but yes, she's with me. Self-righteous woman, just let us be. The Lord knows I'm trying.
I don't always drink beer, but when I do, it's on the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Dad makes me do it.
I'm a beer drinker, baby, yeah! I'm a beer drinker, baby, yeah! I drink beer all night long. Listen to my drinking song. I'm a beer drinker, baby, yeah!
Okay, everybody, we are back, and we are ready for our weekly beer tasting.
Yes. What was that song you played? I love that song.
That is Lord Knows I'm Drinking by Cowboy Mouth.
Yes.
I love them. We saw them at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, I think, 2 years ago.
Okay.
Fantastic. We've played them on the show before.
Yes, we have. I love that song.
Yep. They're very good. Very energetic band.
Very fun.
Very fun. All right. Let me go to the moist satchel and see what we have this evening.
Okay.
I'm looking in the satchel.
Oh, man. What are you pulling out of there?
I got it. I'm opening the offering.
Oh, it's a pretty can.
It is a pretty can.
It's pretty.
It looks like a sunset.
I hope this one isn't frozen like last week's. So
looks like 1988.
Looks like 1988.
There's the first offering. Ty, please pass that down.
It's very Hawaii 5-0.
Yes.
5-0. Here's nice. The next offering. Ty, please pass that down.
All right, your dog might need a beer.
Tygen, here's your offering.
Thanks.
And I'm pouring mine now. Let's see what we have. Okay, tonight's offering comes from J-Dubs Brewing Company in Sarasota, Florida. Tonight's brew is called Passion Wheat.
It's fruity.
I love it.
Okay, what's going on?
I don't know.
I don't know what she's doing.
Okay. We also have in the studio this evening our big puppy, Tilly, and she is having a fit all of a sudden. So if you hear any rustling or stuff, it's
stuff.
Her.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so who's going to be the first victim?
I tried it.
Oh, yeah. It's great. That's
pretty good.
It's delicious.
Yeah. You missed it, buddy.
Wait a minute. I've heard three greats?
Yeah, yes. That's pretty good.
That has never happened.
Yeah. Never happened.
I have not tried it. Let me try this.
You'll hate it.
It's fruity.
Oh, I hope you don't like it because I will drink these. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God. I do love it.
That's pretty good.
This is fantastic.
That shouldn't even be legal.
No.
That's dangerous.
It must be a zero on that IBU bitterness scale.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
Man, very refreshing.
Very refreshing. Mm-hmm. You know what? It tastes like the can looks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it absolutely does. The can is a very pretty can. And what we do here on the show... the cans that we try or the beers that we try, we save the cans, and I've got quite a can collection over there. How many would you say we have over there right now? We've got a dozen or so. We'll add this one. We've got a couple of growlers and things like that from all of our beer tastings. But this offering tonight, again, comes from J-Dubs Brewing Company in Sarasota, Florida. And again, it is called Passion Wheat.
Passion Wheat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
love
I
it.
Like it.
The can says, marry a high-quality wheat ale with flavors of passion fruit and mango, and this beer is what you'll get. No matter the occasion, this beer won't disappoint. At J-Dubs, our passion is beer. Enjoy our passion as you enjoy yours.
Yes.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
That's what it says right on the can.
That's what it
Cheers.
Says. Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah. Okay, now, if you had to say what it paired best with, what would you say?
Steel drums.
Ooh, I like that one. Hold on a minute.
I'm going to say Hawaii 5-0.
Where is my pad?
I'm going to say peaches.
Or nice cans, because everything goes good with nice cans.
Yes, and everything's better nice. With nice cans.
I agree. Hold on. So, steel drums. Nice cans. And one more.
Peaches.
Oh, that was Hannah's nickname.
When she was just a baby. All right, so this beer pairs best with steel drums, nice cans, and peaches. The alcohol content is 4.2% by volume.
Not so bad.
Makes it so you can drink a lot of them.
Absolutely. Well, with as good as they taste, if it was any higher...
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to be very, very careful.
One of the things about the craft beers, I mean, I bought a six-pack. And for a six-pack of this particular beer, it's $11.99.
Wow.
So they are a bit more expensive than your domestic beers.
Yes.
But if you're looking to broaden your horizons, you know, you have to pay a little bit more.
Right.
And that's the case with just about everything else in life.
That's true.
Right.
Yeah, unlike, Natural Light, Winn-Dixie has an 18-pack for $9.50.
Mm-hmm. Natty Ice.
That's it.
So I'm assuming that on the Ginn scale, it's 4 thumbs up.
Yeah. I'm going to give it 8 thumbs up because I think everybody liked it. Two thumbs up.
Whoa.
Yes.
Okay. Two thumbs up.
Is that
everybody.
A stretch?
No, I like that. Now, one of the things victory. That, Steph, you and I talked about earlier in the week that we thought, you know, we've done so many beer tastings, but there are also liquor distilleries here in the local area.
Oh,
and
my.
One of the ones that I saw is called Old St. Pete Distillery.
Right.
And they offer vodka, rum, and bourbon.
Yes.
I thought about getting the vodka because earlier in the week, Mom and I were talking about maybe we would do lemon drops.
Ooh. Yeah.
Who were actually introduced to us by the Jacanettas.
Absolutely. Yes.
Who called us this evening.
Yes. Sophia made me first lemon drop ever.
And got us
bombed.
Yeah.
it's a good thing that we all live within walking distance
right.
because, and I had a hard time with even that after a few of those.
What I like about those is they're cool looking bottles. I don't know, I don't know that much about liquor because I don't drink liquor. I'm pretty much strictly a beer guy.
Right.
But very cool looking bottles and
local.
Local.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking for here is local.
Exactly.
Yep. I mean, as far as the beer goes, I mean, we've kind of stretched out of St. Pete and Tampa. This one is from Sarasota.
Right.
Yeah.
I think the one last week was from somewhere, Brandon or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it's still local.
Yeah.
Local enough.
It's Florida.
Right. Well, and if we do switch for, a couple of weeks or whatever and go to the St. Pete Liquors.
Right.
We'll have to try some good mixology of...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which I know nothing about.
Right. Yeah. And make sure we've got the pineapple juice.
Hey, maybe that would be cool if we get Sophia in and to make us all lemon drops.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes,
how
bartender.
How cool would that be?
Absolutely.
There you go.
And I bet she can twist up more.
Mm-hmm.
Than just lemon drops.
I bet she can.
Given that it's been several years since she did that for us.
Yeah, now that she's old enough.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Now that she's been out sampling on her own, I have a feeling she probably makes a pretty mean mixed drink no matter what it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's talk about movies and entertainment.
Yes.
All right.
Let's see. Mom and I have been binge-watching Orange is the New Black.
Yes. Our new binge.
Yeah, ever since Game of Thrones ended for us, that's what we've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I really like it.
It's got Hot Donna.
It does have Hot Donna. Yep. Hold on just a second because I have a little something. Hannah, tell me if you recognize this.
Yeah. It's the beginning.
This is the beginning of Orange is the New Black. I like this song. This girl's name is Regina Spektor.
Yes.
So that's the lead-in song, Orange is the New Black. Ty, do you watch that at all?
No, I wanted to start it, but then I got distracted by like Rick and Morty and all the other things that I haven't watched yet.
Rick and Morty?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with Rick and Morty.
You should check it out. It's really good.
Is that also on Netflix?
It's not on Netflix. It's on the Hulu.
Okay. Hulu, okay. We do that, too.
We Hulu, too.
No, it's really good. Like, okay.
Well, I'll write that
down.
Look
that in. Rick and Morty.
Because with a 3-day weekend,
right.
Dad and I will probably be through Orange is the New Black. Mm-hmm. So we'll need something new to start watching.
Anytime I hear the name Morty or Mort, it makes the hair on my back of my neck stand up. When I was a very little boy, for whatever reason, my dad called me Mort. Mort. Yeah, I don't know why.
Just because.
Just because. But he used to always call me Mort. Anyway, so, yeah, Orange is the New Black. I dig it.
Yeah.
I have a real hard time, and I'm going to blame it on the fact that it is summertime and it is hot as balls outside.
Right.
But I have a very hard time binge watching more than two episodes in a row.
Right.
I tend to start nodding off during the second episode.
Yes.
Well, that's not even really binge watching then.
Well.
No. Well, we.
Yeah, but if you start it when we started in the evening, you know, I mean, look, 9 o'clock, I'm done.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. Lights out.
Yeah. So if we start at like 6:30 or 7, yeah, I'm pushing it. I'm pushing the envelope.
And if we don't start until 6:30 or 7, mm-hmm. we have to watch the episode, the second episode right. that we watched the night before.
Yeah.
So we watch that, and then we start another one, and he falls asleep. So we do the same thing the next night. So I get to watch each episode twice. Right.
Well, binge watching is cool. I mean, Mom and I have lost entire weekends.
Yeah.
It happens. It happens.
If you look at our backyard, that is a testament.
It's evident.
Yes.
It is evident. Absolutely. So let's see. Now, one of the things that Mom and I did this week, we went to go see that movie Nice Guys with Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe. It's basically a movie set in the 70s. It's two cops. And I want to say good cop, bad cop, but it's not really that. It's more like drunk cop, bully cop.
Oh, good.
Hokey, and it's, hokey I don't know. Cop it's, and hokey
yeah,
cop.
Yeah. You know, I saw that Steve Persall gave it a grade of a B in the Tampa Bay Times.
Had
so
high
I was kind of looking. Yeah, I had high hopes, thinking that it was going to be pretty funny. There were a couple of times that I laughed, but for the most part, it was just like, okay, when can I go home and go to bed?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't bad.
Mm hmm. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't
well,
great.
I mean, I haven't heard anything about it.
No.
It was not a B.
But there was so much potential there.
Yeah.
I felt that, you know, it just had some issues.
Well, we don't go to the movie theater very often.
Well, which one did you go to?
We went down to
Sundial.
Sundial. Yeah.
You got to check out the new one.
Okay. The part of the reason we went to Sundial is on Tuesdays.
Right.
Sundial, all movies, $5.
$5. Okay. And then what we did before we went to the movie, we went to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, and they had a special deal there.
Right. They have a happy hour special from 4:30 to 6:30.
Steak burgers and half price beers.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that before the movie. That was like the highlight of the night. That was fantastic.
Oh, that was delicious.
But one of the things that I forget about when you go to the movies is how loud it is.
Oh, yes.
It was never like that when I was a kid. I mean, it is so loud. It's like, really?
Yeah.
I mean, look, we do this show, and I will guarantee you that my headphones are louder than anybody else's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
You know? So I like it loud, but that is so loud.
Yeah.
It's like, it's too loud for me.
You turn it into an old person. You can't binge watch stuff more than two episodes. The movie theater's too loud.
This damn movie's too loud. We're out of here, Stephanie. Get your purse.
Oh, that's funny.
Did anybody see Finding Dory?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Was it good?
It was great.
Awesome.
I cried.
Yeah?
Oh, no.
Like, such
not,
a baby.
Like, not even just a little bit, like, I'm getting misty, holding it back. No. Cried.
Like, snot.
Yeah.
Just,
it was falling. Okay. Yeah.
Hannah Claire, I am so sorry, but you get that from me.
I know.
Oh, my God. I was listening to this radio show the other day, and these people were calling in and saying goodbye to one of my favorite radio hosts, and people were crying and stuff like that. I had to change the channel. I'm all teared up.
I'm at work. I can't do this.
I got my snot rag out. I'm dabbing my eyes. I'm hoping nobody walks up on me.
Right.
I got pepper sprayed.
Yeah. you see that skunk?
Yeah.
Got me.
Oh, man.
I don't know. So, Finding Dory, good,
yeah,
bad?
Good. I'd say good. Heartfelt.
Yeah. Nice.
Is it going to hurt you? Like, maybe. Can I go to the theater and see it? Or should I wait?
Or I mean, Ty's watching it at home.
Maybe watch it at home.
Okay.
Because, like, I was trying to hold back because there were, like, people next to me. I was trying to hold back and it wasn't happening. Well,
the worst thing is when you try to hold back and it builds up so much. Yeah. And then you let out that big...
Yeah, all of a sudden you're like trying to catch your breath.
Damn it.
You have like that cry seizure. Your lip sucks in and out real fast.
Quiver.
Like a snort. Snot comes out. It's bad.
Blow a bunch of snot all over the place.
Yeah, it's rough.
Oh, so. My.
Right.
Be cautious. Okay. It's a good one, though. I mean, the whole entire thing's not sad, but there's some good sad parts.
Okay, so let's go from...
Well, good sad is
Let's
is
go
good.
From sad to weird. You said you watched that 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Oh, I wanted to watch that one.
We got a free Redbox coupon.
Cool.
So we tried it.
I'm surprised it's at Redbox already, because it seems like it just came out.
Yeah, it's out. It's on DVD and Blu-ray and all that good stuff. Yeah, it is bizarre.
Bizarre.
Like, just weird.
It looks bizarre. And there's, I like John Goodman.
Like, all of a sudden, it's like kind of like zombie movie-ish at first, and then like alien-y, and then like crazy spaceship thing going on.
So they didn't know what they wanted to do.
It's all over the place.
Okay.
But it's good.
Well,
it's
I've always
bad,
liked John Goodman from when he was on Roseanne, and then... Yeah. Especially the Big Lebowski.
Yeah,
I mean, love that.
And he's kind of like the Big Lebowski character.
Okay.
Yeah. So
is it scary?
It's not really scary. It's just creepy. It just kind of like creeps you out. It's like, ugh, what's going on? It gives you just a creepy vibe the whole movie. I feel like.
Oh, how'd you sleep?
Not that great.
Okay.
Not that great.
Okay. That's okay.
Ty, before the show this evening, you went with Jack and saw Independence Day Resurgence.
I did.
Oh, wow.
Now, and I mentioned to you that the St. Pete Times movie critic gave it a C-.
And I think that is completely unfair.
Well, one of the things that talked about also is that, you know, this is one movie critic. There are so many different genres of movies.
Oh, yeah.
This might not be his genre, you know.
Yeah, no, for what it was, you know, it was pretty great.
If I saw it, I might give it a C-, too, just because it's not my whole thing.
You know? Well, I don't know. You might be into it.
It had some pretty good action, you know, and it had some good laughs, you know. I mean, it wasn't like a life-changing movie, but no, it was definitely worth seeing.
Okay.
And, you know, a fair sequel, you know.
Yeah, sequels, that's always hard.
And they set it up for a third one.
Oh, they did.
So now the question is, do we have to wait another 20 years?
Right.
Is that how long it's been?
Yeah. 20 years?
Wow.
The original came out in 96.
Jeez
Louise. Wow.
Man, oh man. Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? If they wait another 20 years.
I was
only 32. If they wait another 20 years, Ty, you'll be 46.
Yeah.
Right. Anybody have any plans on seeing the Tarzan movie, Legend of Tarzan?
No. That looks like they turned Tarzan into Twilight.
Well,
oh, no.
It got a. It also got a C-.
I believe that.
I have not heard anything real positive about it. It's like the story gets lost.
Yeah.
So. It says, swing and a miss for Tarzan. That's what this one article that I have right here says. So.
Did he hit a tree?
That's George of the Jungle that does that, Ty.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Hey, everybody's favorite TV asshole, Nancy Grace.
Oh.
Everybody's guilty.
That woman.
Everybody's guilty. Thank God she's not a judge.
Right. You know what, though? She probably lives in a condo.
Yeah. No, she...
Well, she's going to be leaving her show that has been on for 12 years. She's going to be leaving it here very soon, actually. It doesn't say in this article what she's going to be doing next, but she's actually leaving that show.
Good.
Being a bitch.
Being a bitch somewhere.
Somewhere else.
Somewhere else. Let's see. There's a lot of patriotic programming coming on because of the 4th of July weekend. If you've never seen Saving Private Ryan, if you've never seen...
Saving Ryan's Privates.
No, stop. Whoa.
Gross. What are you watching?
You better not watch that on my Netflix account,
Mister.
We get
all the good channels.
Well, you know, I'm looking at this thing. It says this is our patriotic programming. And it says, well, the first one is America, the story of us. And then it goes to Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Then it says West Side Story.
Nice.
Is that a patriotic movie? Then it goes to Walking Dead Season 1 Marathon.
America!
Huh. Is that patriotic?
Or is that
Saving
a sign?
Saving Private Ryan. I can see that that's patriotic. And then Washington Spies. And then there's something else on John Adams. But these are all on our local TV channels.
Those are some weird picks.
If you're bored and feeling patriotic over this long weekend, do yourself a favor and look at those.
Yep.
If you want to.
And go see Swiss Army Man.
What is that?
Hey, you know what?
Is that a movie?
Yeah, that's the new Daniel Radcliffe movie.
Really?
It's got Harry Potter's in it.
I can tell you when that's I can tell you when that's coming out, actually.
That looks really good.
Oh, it is out. It's already out. And it's actually in theaters, our top five picks. It's number 3.
Wow. Mm-hmm. What's it about?
I don't know. I also wanted to check out The Lobster.
The Lobster?
No, I don't.
Which is starring a fat Colin Farrell, if you can imagine. Anyway.
Okay. Well, you know what? Sundial, $5 movies. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll have to decide which one we're going to go to.
Right. Let's see. Stephanie, do we have a Stump the Chump?
We do.
I can't think of a better time to do that.
Okay. Well,
what is our theme?
What is our theme? Our theme is Independence Day.
Ooh.
Huh.
The first one?
Oh, shit. Ty's going to win.
The first one?
No.
Like, probably like the actual day.
Not the movie.
Like the holiday?
Like the holiday.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, well, I don't know anything about that.
I should win. All right. Well, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on Radio St. Peter. If any time during the show you want to give us a call at 727-498-0502. When we come back, we will be playing our Independence Day version of Stump the Chump. Everybody, we are back, and that is Treat Her Like a Lady by the Cornelius Brothers. I love that song.
Cornelius. I like that name.
Cornelius.
Cornelius.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Like
so,
Yukon Cornelius.
If you were just tuning in, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com, and we are about to play Stump the Chump.
Yes.
Does everybody have their bell, their ringer, their hooter?
Check. chime in,
Stephanie,
everybody.
Stephanie, are you ready to stump us?
I am. Let's see who knows the most about Independence Day.
Here we go.
How many people were living in the newly independent United States when the Declaration of Independence was signed?
I'm out.
A lot.
Was it 1,500,000 or 2.5 million? Hannah.
I'm going 2.5.
Yes.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
That many, huh?
That many. I was surprised by that.
What was the year?
Hold on. We'll get to that.
I was trying to stump you, sister.
No, no. Don't be giving the answers away.
A little back at you stump.
Who was the King of England on July 4th, 1776?
Henry the Eighth.
You're a tie.
No. Ty.
I think that was it Louis?
No.
Are there
the
options?
French one.
No.
I'll give you the options.
Okay.
Is it King George the Third? King William the Fourth?
I do get to retry.
King Edward the Seventh. And Hannah gets to go first because you guys both tried.
All right. Go A.
King George the Third?
No. B.
No.
A.
That's right.
Go A.
A is correct.
Yes, 2 points.
You were right. King George the Third.
All right, so what do we have here?
Battle of the Georges.
What's the score?
2 for Hannah.
Oh, boy.
Nobody else on the board.
Little girl takes an early lead.
I'm not very American.
Who was president of the Second Continental Congress in 1776?
Oh, crap.
Was it George Washington, John Hancock, or Thomas Jefferson? Hannah.
John Hancock.
Yes.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I'm good at history. What's up?
Wow, Mrs. Obst. Let's give her a little props because I'm
nice
sure
globes.
That's where you, I'm sure that's where
globes.
You learned that. All right, Hannah is up 3-0.
She should have been a geography teacher.
Shut out here.
Topographical.
Which future president was chosen?
Whoa. Future president? Hold on.
In 1776, which future president was chosen to draft the Declaration of Independence? Ty.
Is it John Hancock?
No.
No.
He wasn't a
Thomas
friend.
Jefferson.
What? Thomas Jefferson. Mark.
Wah, 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 wah.
All right. Hannah has 3. Mark has 1.
Big guy's on the board.
All right, Ty, get your ringer. You probably know this one.
Oh, geez.
What'd you do?
It was ominous, wasn't it?
Yes.
Who sewed the first American flag?
Don't panic, please.
Ty.
Betsy Ross.
Yes. So Ty is on the board.
Whatever her name was.
Hannah has 3. Mark has 1. Ty has 1.
Christ, I had to get something.
How many stars and stripes were on the first American flag? Ty.
13.
Yes.
Oh, come on. I rang.
Yeah, well, Hannah has 3. Mark has 1. Ty has 2. All right, listen closely.
Speed round.
What two presidents died on Independence Day in 1826? Was it Thomas Jefferson and John Adams, John Adams and George Washington, or George Washington and Thomas Jefferson? Tie.
It's the first one.
Yes.
Oh.
Thomas Jefferson and John Adams.
Tommy Jeffs.
All right, so 3-1.
3-1.
Okay.
How many signed the Declaration of Independence?
Oh, crap.
Was it 56, 1, or 13? Hannah?
13.
No.
56.
Talking mushrooms.
56.
You didn't ring in.
You didn't ring in, but I'll give it to you.
Do you realize that the show is called the Mark O Radio Show?
3-3-2.
All
right.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
Okay.
Who was the first person to sign the Declaration of Independence? Tyler.
John Hancock.
Yes. And with John Hancock.
And that pretentious
Tyler
bastard took up almost
won.
The whole bottom of the page.
Well, that's because he was the first one to sign.
So I am now up to $60.
Did he not count the number of people in the room?
No. I don't think he cared.
Is he spatially
He just had
deprived?
The best calligraphy.
Maybe.
He knew that
it
people were going to have
nice
to look at this.
your handwriting, but
it's a very nice Hancock.
John Handick.
Yeah.
All right, so who won?
Tyler. Tyler won.
I won.
Show me the money.
Yeah, Ty. Well, Ty is now owed $60.
Unfortunately, Ty, actually, I already received the $20 previously in the week for this Stump the Chump. So,
but we still owed you $20 from the last Stump the
did
Chump.
You?
So you're wiped clear. We still owe Ty $60. I'm working on the books.
And my fortune grows.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Someday you're going to be rich.
Big brain on you.
Right. Okay, so who doesn't love IKEA?
I love IKEA.
I love IKEA.
I love IKEA. I like the idea of IKEA. I mean, it's furniture that is not very expensive. Unfortunately, you have to build it yourself. That's the downside. But it's not really furniture for your, like, once you're established, I don't think IKEA is your store.
No, it's not your home
furnishing
store.
You're going to, like,
store.
Mater Brothers or Ashley, whatever or, it is. Or,
yeah.
Where you can afford things.
Where they come, and they're made
Ethan
of.
And Allen. Or,
they're made of real wood and assembled.
Yeah. We've gotten several things over the years from IKEA.
We've gotten some
like
great
some lovely
stuff.
Horse burgers.
No.
Those were meatballs.
Those were meatballs.
That's a round burger.
Okay.
Well, IKEA is having an extensive recall for some of their furniture. It says IKEA is recalling 29 million chests and dressers that can easily tip over and crush children underneath.
Do you get anything if you have one?
Yes, you do. You get a free anchoring device.
Oh, cool. Really?
But
because I have
for
one.
For your boat.
Right.
My dresser is one of those.
Yes, it
on
is.
On the recall list.
Oh,
is
really?
It? Yeah.
But yours came with...
With anchors.
The anchoring device.
And we did not do so.
We chose.
Trying to crush you to death.
Right. It says, six children have been killed by IKEA chests and dressers in the past 27 years.
Right, but how many times were they told not to climb on that?
Get down.
The floor is not lava.
Right.
Get your little ass down. My mother used to always say, "You're going to break your neck."
Well, she would have been right if you'd been climbing an IKEA dresser.
It says, these kids are being killed at an alarming rate.
Well, I don't consider...
That's bad parenting.
Right.
And it happens if the furniture is not properly anchored to the wall. All the children killed were 3 years old or younger. That's not cool.
That's bad parenting.
Yeah.
I'd like to see at least, get your kids to 12 and then it's easier to say goodbye.
No, stop. That's horrible.
You got all the good years out of the way.
Is that when we started acting up?
Yeah.
Go ahead and drop them before puberty starts.
Says,
right.
One child died 27 years ago, the rest between 2002 and 2016.
That's because parenting has gone downhill since 2002.
Right.
Parents don't tell their children no. Get out.
IKEA is now offering anchoring kits to anyone owning one of these murderous pieces of Swedish furniture.
Well, and you know what? It should come with a parenting book as well. Here, anchor this to the wall and tell your children to quit climbing on the damn furniture.
I think we did a story months ago about IKEA where they have a big problem with people taking naps on their furniture.
Right, yeah.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, just because they set it up as a display doesn't mean you're supposed to sleep on it.
Right, but it's a big really store, and, you know, you're seeing that it works.
So, you're thinking that, okay, well, it's a great big huge store. They feel the need to feed you.
Yes.
They should also provide you with a place to take a nap.
It's a homeless shelter.
With everything you ever needed.
I like IKEA. I do. I really do like IKEA. And they have a lot of really cool stuff. My biggest thing is, again, that you have to build it all.
Right.
And then a lot of times when you go in there, like if you're looking at sofas and stuff like that, it's like, is this kid furniture?
Right.
It's all so small and so low to the ground.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm getting older. I'm 52 years old. I mean, I have a hard time getting out of Hannah's car.
Yeah. I have a hard time getting out of my car.
If I had to sit on a couch that low to the ground, I mean, I'd need a boost.
Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't skip leg day.
Yeah. I have skipped leg day my entire life.
Yeah, though. For 52 years. Now, and what's funny is right. I never noticed that.
Because you're a
high. My legs?
No. Of course I noticed that. Please. No, but how low their seating
is. It's like
cake is.
Furniture.
It's perfect for me.
Because yeah, you're one fun. Of the wee folk.
Exactly.
Well, I mentioned.
You know, they make it for me.
Well, I said that, you know, IKEA is not your place. If you are an established family, you've got the big house and stuff like that, you're probably not going to go to IKEA to furnish your home.
Right.
You know.
Now, you may go to IKEA for your closets or accessories and things
well,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I like all the
organize-y stuff is fabulous.
I like all the dry goods. They have great plates and flatware and stuff like that. They have all kinds of kitchen gadgets. But I'm thinking if you are living in a small apartment and you get this kid furniture that they sell, it's going to make your apartment look that much bigger.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So maybe that's their angle.
Maybe. Maybe.
It works well.
Maybe that's their angle. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Except for, like you said, it is heavy, and you have to put it together.
Yeah, and that's the pain in the ass, putting it together. I mean, there's, too many,
too many
parts.
When you buy a two-drawer filing cabinet,
it takes you 3 hours to put it together.
56 knobs and screws and pins, right,
but I mean it's worth it because you go there and like think of all the free stuff you get because they don't check it.
There's free stuff.
Yeah.
Oh well, we made out that one time.
Yeah. Sometimes you get lucky.
Yep.